Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Song from the book, you can sing your own song to the Lord. Song of praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, let's praise Him tonight. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come into His courts with praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We're thankful unto Him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior. Glory, glory. I love you, Lord.
So let's find them, okay? All that thrills my soul is Jesus. Praise God. 483. Let's sing that first verse again. And by the way, the answer to that question is no one. Okay.
Oh,
183. And someone asked me a very interesting question around the table today. They asked, how do you get young people to love the hymns? I had to think about that. How do you get young people to love the hymns? I was in a Christian bookstore one time, and I was wanting to buy a book about the hymns for some of our young people. And the book owner said, that's the same question. He was amazed that young people in our church love the hymns. Well, how do you do that? What do you love about the hymns? Or do you? Praise God. You know, in our church, we have supplemented the hymns with other songs because the Holy Spirit continues to inspire. And there are some songs that are such a blessing and they bring you right into the presence of God. And those are the songs we want to sing, the ones that help us to open our souls and call attention to Jesus and how wonderful He is. Praise God. And there are many churches are replacing the hymns with these songs. And I think that's unfortunate because the next generation is not going to know how to sing Great is Thy Faithfulness and some of these other wonderful songs. How great Thou art. And it is well with my soul. And so on. What do you love about the hymns, Andrew? Say again?
The music.
Yeah, there's something very precious about the music. Yes?
I really like the words. I feel like they have more significance. Simply because if you like contemporary music now, repeat the chorus over and over again just to build it up. There's something beautiful about just reading how much Jesus loves you in a very poetic sense.
Okay, that's good. The words. The words are very rich, and there's good doctrine in the words that we sing. And it's not just a repeating of choruses over and over again, but you really think about what you're singing and open your heart to the truths that are before us. Well, that's good too. Any other young person? We have to hear from young people. Nobody else likes the hymns, huh? I know you do because you're singing them. Praise God. I think those are good thoughts. Especially you young people who are musical. I know you like the music. You like to harmonize. When you put a song up on the screen, there's usually just words, and there's no notes to sing. And so it doesn't sound as rich sometimes. But I don't want to put down the new songs because I sing them and I get blessed by them too. And so in our church, I've been looking to the Lord and saying, Lord, how should we approach you? Hymns only? What about these other songs that are a blessing? And so the Lord has led us in the last couple years or few years to sing both. And I'm glad for that. I told the person I was speaking with, I said, well, one thing is that it's important to call attention to the words. We heard about that already. The words of the hymns. You know, growing up, often the minister would call our attention and say, let's look at that second verse. Isn't that wonderful? You know, and look what it says. Let's read it all together. And he made us to see that the hymns were rich in the truths that they were presenting. And so that was one reason to appreciate them. And then sometimes a minister would tell us a story connected with a hymn, the hymn writer, and what he experienced and how this hymn came into being. And you realize that these were not just songs that someone decided to sit down and write and came up with a nice poem, but that they went through an experience with God, and out of that experience the hymn was born. These words were, and then there's an anointing on many of these songs. You can sense that whenever you sing, it's as though the Holy Ghost gave the melody as much as He gave the words, and they just seem to open your heart and bring you into the presence of God. And I know it's a different style of music that maybe is not very popular nowadays, but another thing that was a blessing to me with the hymns was, particularly here at Pilgrim Camp, but also throughout our fellowship, when somebody gave a testimony, there was a hymn or a verse to a hymn or a chorus to a hymn that just confirmed and underscored what the person was saying. If they talked about peace and the peace of God, oh, there's so many songs about the peace of God, sweet peace, the gift of God's love, and so on. And if they talked about the holiness of God, there were so many songs to sing. And I remember when I first came to Pilgrim Camp, that was new to me because we didn't do that in the church that I grew up in. But someone would testify, and then Brother Gardner would lead out in a song. And I made the connection. Oh, wow, that song he's singing is just like what the person was talking about. Duh, that's what he was supposed to do. And then I saw how the hymns are being used in the meeting. Not just during the song service to sing and worship, but throughout the whole service. And it made you think about the words. Why did he choose that song after that person said that? Oh, wow, yeah, I see. And so that's one reason why we love the hymns, and that's one reason why here at Pilgrim Camp we sing so many hymns. And you get them into your heart, and you get to memorize them. I don't always memorize them right. Sometimes I can sing one hymn, and I can sing all four verses in one verse. I mix them all up. But it turns out okay in the end. Anyway, and so I'm talking about the hymns tonight because this person asked me that question. And I hope that you're developing an appreciation for the hymns, for the music, for the words, for the stories behind them, for the way that God comes to you. You know, there are times when I sing a certain hymn and I remember how God came to me when I sang that hymn, what he did for me, how he blessed me, how he encouraged me, how he healed me while I was singing that song. And that hymn becomes especially precious to me then. And I know that I can give another talk about the newer songs and the blessing that they are and the way God meets us. And so I don't want to give the impression that one is good and the other is bad. But we want to choose hymns. We want to choose contemporary songs that draw us to Jesus, that exalt him, that are that have the touch of God upon them, and that will help us to express our love and our worship freely. You know, sometimes I'll sing a hymn, and I'll say, but I couldn't have said it better than that. That's exactly how I feel about Jesus. And God inspired someone to put it in better words than I ever could. But it just brings such a liberty and such a joy into your heart because you just feel that you're expressing well what's there in your heart. Praise God. And so I like to encourage you. Sing the hymns. Don't neglect them. Don't let them die out, but get the full blessing that God intended. Some of these songs have lasted 100 years, longer, hundreds of years. There are other songs that come, and then next year they're gone, and there's new songs. There's some churches where every week you're learning a new song. Well, that's great, but how do you ever learn any of them? So, anyway, ministers think about these things, right? You know, but I just want to encourage you along those lines. Think about the words you're singing. Mean them. Sing them right to Jesus. Make them your prayers. Some hymns we sing about Jesus. Some hymns we sing about what Jesus has done for us. And then there are those special hymns where we sing right to Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, forgive me if I say for very love thy sacred name 1,000 times a day. You're singing right to him. And so those are especially precious to me. Praise God. Okay, so I was going to say something else, but since I forgot, I guess it wasn't important. Did we finish this song? We have another one? Okay, I was just testing you. Good, okay, here we go.
Bye. The crystal flowing river, the ransom that will save, and forever.
us, Lord, that all that thrills our soul is Jesus, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. We love you so. Love you, Jesus, precious Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Jesus is precious. We're singing these songs, and sometimes we just lead out in a song and we don't tell you what page it is because maybe we weren't thinking of singing the whole song, and sometimes the Spirit is moving and we just want to respond immediately. God puts a song in our hearts. Sometimes I lead out in it, sometimes you do. But if you if you're sitting there and you can find the page for someone next to you, that's always a help. And if you know the page, if you know the title of the song, look it up. And then, you know, share it with the person sitting next to you who might not know the words and can't really enter in like that. Okay? Praise God. And if you have any songs that you would like to sing or have us sing at camp, well, I'll be around, so you can tell me. You know, you can tell me at the dinner table. You can tell me anywhere. Oh, Brother Kenny, can we sing this song or that one? And I'll try to fit it in. Because there are so many to choose from, and I guess I have a tendency to choose certain of the same ones. But if something is a blessing to you, we want to incorporate that in our worship. Praise God. Okay. Now let's be free in His presence, as always. Hallelujah. Let's continue to worship. I know some are leaving tomorrow. We want to pray for them, and we want to hear from those that have something that God has put upon their heart tonight. So let's just keep our eyes on Jesus and let Him lead. Amen.
pray again, Lord, that your presence will settle over these grounds, the whole camp tonight. Pray that you'll bless the young people, the children that are here on the campgrounds. Lord, as long as they're here, we're going to keep looking to you and believing you, Lord. Have your way in all of their lives. We pray, Lord, that you'll remove obstacles, that you'll melt hard hearts, that you'll take away resistance, Lord. And we pray, Jesus, that you'll make them pliable in your hands. We pray, Lord, that you will heal the brokenhearted. We pray that you'll reveal yourself in a greater way. Bless, we pray tonight, Lord. Oh, God, bless down in the village. Lord, whether they're having bunk worship or are gathering together, God bless them, Lord, we pray. Be very near to them. Jesus, warm their hearts. Hallelujah. Do it for the little ones, Jesus. Let the simple truths of the gospel, the love of Jesus Christ, be made real to them, Jesus. And Lord, we pray that you'll bring comfort, and we pray that you'll put joy in their hearts. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us today. Thank you for watching over us in the storm. Thank you for the sunshine as well. Oh, Jesus, all these things matter to you. And so we praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness manifest today. Hallelujah. Crown this day with your blessing. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, who does have a song you want us to sing? I heard somebody say something. Wonderful Savior? Beautiful. Number 41, you're right. Wonderful Savior. Thou art so near, so precious to me. Praise God.
Jesus, my Yeah.